Simon Shin Dalid or Dash. Alayzev in Mitzvah Shri Sunday. So there's a little ha'ara here that the Mechaber brings down, that has brought down other Mitzvah Shri Sunday Avdei Shemo Vatav Lashem Avdus. Hadinim Ba'avadim in a Sheikh Mazman Azar Oin. That's what it says in my Mishnah Berurah. Depending on which Mishnah Berurah you have, some Mishnah Berurahs have it, some Mishnah Berurahs don't have it. Let's just bring down the Klalim and then we'll talk about whether or not it's Negev. There's three types of Avadim. It says in the Torah, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos HaKadshui. What's it talking about? Who's that talking about? Talking about Eved Ivri? No, Eved Ivri is a regular Yid. Elamai is talking about Eved Knani, who is Mol V'Toval, and he was Makabal of Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. And no, he actually has his din is like Isha. He's Mechuyev Mitzvah like an Isha. And that's the person that your Mitzvah Al Shvi Sasa. It happens to be Machlekes Rishayim. And what does it mean? Who's Mitzvah? Is it the Evid is Mitzvah, says the Ravid? Or is it that the Alden is Mitzvah on the Shvi Sasa Evid? We pass on that with that. The Alden is Mitzvah. Also, the whole apartment. That's. He's not allowed to do malacha, not for the other, and he's not allowed to do malacha for himself. Then we have Yinofish ben Amos Hager, the Pasuk says. That's referring to an Eved that was Mol V'Toval. It wasn't Mol V'Toval, and it was Makabal Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, like a Ger Teshuv. Him, the halacha is different. He's not allowed to do malacha for his other, but he is allowed to do malacha for himself, because one of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach is not Shabbat. Then we have a third, the lowest type of an Eved, and that's an Eved who was not Mol V'Toval, and he was not Makabal Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, and that's a Shaila in the Poiskim of how is that, that's Machlokes Rishonim, of how do we don such a person. Does he have a regular din? From the Rambam it's Mashma, there's a din of a regular guy, and other Rishonim, the Rashi Baruch, they understand that no, he also has the din of a Eved that for his Rebbe he's not allowed to do, but for himself he's allowed to. He doesn't have the regular din of a goy, it's not the din of Amir La'akum. Also, Loim Levid, it's worse off. You wouldn't be able to, the theorem that they have, but again, Amir La'akum, you wouldn't have by such a person. It's more chomer. Now, there's a Mishnah Berurah, it's actually a Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaten Chavov says, all the way at the end of the siman, "B'mokem sha'melech yarum hoydoi, gazar she'ein shum adam chutz mi'dasim yicholim likenis eved va'oma ha'avodim v'ashrachas yicholim lahavir eish b'shabbes tavin ketachar ba'amol." Marishtam, Mariben Leiv, Ava yesh cholkem esil da'afata guvim kani liyisrael, she'perinkaga ba'avodim v'ashrachas kliyam guvim kani v'asim malacha. That's a sign that there are certain times that the Goyim make rules that not everybody is allowed to have an Eved, and at that time, then the Yisalachas don't apply, and the Goyim are just like regular hired help, and they have a regular din of a Sacher, and they're like a regular Goy. From the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like that we don't have that, this doesn't apply to Zmanenu. Yesh Cholkin, and Sfirlu Da'af Ata Gufan Kani. For sure, everybody knows if you pay mass, if you pay taxes for them, then it's Kupon Kani, passes for sure. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan at the beginning of the Siman, he says, Da, Nedine Avodim Leshaychi Bizmaneinu. After the Emancipation Proclamation in 1861, he was killed in 60. Yeah? Okay, there you have it. Still 65? Killed in 65. Okay? And in 1863, which was a little bit before the Aruch HaShulchan was written, so the Emancipation Proclamation, there was Achri the Dina Machus Bukhalam Adina Shain La Adam Lukanis Evid Vashain Shum Adam Yachul Yus Evid Lachavir. Dina Machus Bukhalam Adina. That you can't have Avadim. Imkani Efshir Liyas Rakhsir Yai Mister Shana Bikabadim. Vinehi Nam and Mimela Dalacha is Kikol Haman Egoim Shain Lam Shaykhs Bidina Avdus. Shemater lechaz kom lachat tov avdechom. Beim back behem rak yisra mir lachem shvut. The name is baru min simon reish from gim was simon reish ches. Right is baru b'shin vav shin zayin b'chulu. And in reishain vav shin chafei ki yodua. That's the chor of the Matthias. Now that there is a still ability in places in Africa to get avodim. I don't know, after, what's his name? Mr. Mandel? What's the guy's name? Yeah. He also, but I'm pretty sure that there are still places that you still could have avodim. I was pretty sure that in South Africa they do have. You can have goof and koni.
Very intense.
Yeah. And maids and helpers that can't leave at all, and if they burn the stuff, then the guy is chayav misa. Aside from that, what he said, Nemzon, that's the way, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't sound this way for some reason. Once again, this is the same question that I have throughout all the Mishnah Berurah. Is he being misyach? Is he quoting Magen Avraham straight up? This is word for word, verse for verse in the Magen Avraham. And I don't know what the Matthias is. The Arachon says, Matthias is an Eidu, Zina Machus Adino. It happens to be a big Machus Adino. What does Zina Machus Adino apply to? Does Zina Machus Adino apply only to things that are Shaykh to the Malchus, or applies to all the Zinim? And Mamela, he understands it applies a whole bunch to this. What? Zini Mamis, can you own him? Is Gufan Kani? You have to pay for them? I don't know. Mamela, according to this, we would understand this Haggah that it says over here, it wasn't just from the censor. Rather, Hadina Bavadim in Shaykhim Azman Zaid. I don't know who it is that put it here. Some of the newer Mishnah Berurahs, they took it out. However, Lachar, that's the way that would come out, possibly from the way that the Aruch HaShulchan says.